Phil Malone arrived in Park City just after Salt Lake City had been awarded the 2002 Winter Olympics. In the last 21 years, he has seen three ski resorts become two and all resorts being sold at least once. He's witnessed record skier days, the construction of large, luxurious hotels, as well as business plummet, not just after the Great Recession in 2008, but just months before he had planned to retire. Malone had alerted his board of his retirement plans earlier this year.
I've been trying for a while, just trying to find a way out, you know, an exit strategy. And we have a great committee that the board has formed, and they're working on it.
He says it's the best job in town, despite the pandemic that closed the ski resorts a month early, as well as all businesses except those deemed essential. Malone says he's not leaving until he knows the chamber is in good hands.
I'm here until the next person takes the seat. So the seat won't get cold. We'll just do a transition when we feel like we have the right person to put in that slot.
Longtime Park City resident and the namesake of the annual Spirit of Hospitality Award that's handed out every year by the Chamber is Miles Radiman. As someone who has attended Chamber Bureau meetings for the past 33 years, Radiman has high praise for the work Malone has done the past two decades.
He's really a consummate professional. I mean, he really understood and understands, I shouldn't say, you know, how chamber bureaus work, and especially when, in our case, which is, you know, it's really like a 90%, you know, convention and visitors bureau, and with the chamber thrown on top of it in terms of revenue. You know, he's a real integral part of the community. He really understood the community. He understood the business community. And he ran a very professional organization.
And he says Malone won't be easy to replace.
I think he's been the right person in the right place at the right time, and we've been very lucky to have him in that position. He'll have very hard shoes to fill.
The Chamber Bureau's Board of Directors has received a number of applications for the position. Malone says a committee is now in the process of interviews. Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.